must get closer to the essence of life. But be aware that it takes courage and strife. Relax your mind, don't let it wither and die. Just lift your spirits high to the sky. Come on and meditate. To the heavenly body, of this universe, of this universe, talk to the heavenly body. Thank you. to the essence of life. But be aware that it takes courage and strife. Relax your mind, don't let it wither and die. Yes, lift your spirits up high. Heavenly body.
You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to you. I thank the board of directors, I thank the founders, I thank the volunteers that make sure that WRFG has been available all of this time. And really appreciate, love you for your attention, and give thanks that you are supporting WRFG because you are able to get here what you may not be able to get anywhere else. For those of you who know me and for those of you who don't, I am very impassioned about our global liberation and resurrection. Not only people, but all orders of existence itself. And I have really nothing else to talk about. Nothing else that really is on my mind other than our being able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. To remember that there's a world-conquering rampage and that the rampage is to divide and conquer us. You know, so that each and every day we have the opportunity to get leverage when we will take the time to turn off the mass media programming. We have the opportunity to get greater leverage when we take the time to realize that our bodies are 70% water, and water carries intention, and therefore that which we are thinking and that which we are feeling and that which we are expressing is actually being charged on the waters of our bodies, which is why there's conspiracy to make sure that our bodies are filled with the rotting carcasses of dead animals and all manners of artificial colors, artificial flavors, and mucus producing things so that we are not able to stand in the power that we really have to speak a thing and have it be, to see it and have it manifest and will manifest. And this is part of the laws. That's why we were told through fasting and prayer the desires of our hearts would be granted unto us. But the fasting is not just doing a dry fast, as many people do. Dry fasts are extremely dangerous, particularly where you are carrying 20 or more pounds of excess waste in your bodies, because the body has to be flushed. Your bodies are so intelligent. They're designed by the intelligence of existence, the same intelligence that animates the sun, the same intelligence that has the earth spinning, the same intelligence that is the orchestrator of all of the worlds and the realms and the cosmic dance that is always taking place. And we've been socialized to come to a point and place where we take better care of our cars than we do our children. If the truth be told, at least 80% of all of our families are guilty of child abuse. When you think about all of the artificial colors, artificial flavors, and all of the meat and the dairy and the eggs and the chicken and stuff that you bombard these little bodies with, dumbing them down, numbing them up, putting them in a position where they're having ear infections and colic and all of this stuff. And then for the babies who are on the Soyalac and the Similac, and soy is one of the worst things. It is one of the most genetically modified non-foodstuffs in existence. And now soy is becoming like salt and sugar. It's in everything. And so we have to be very mindful about the reality that the world-conquering rampage, the methodology of oppression, has been to institute it at the cellular level. You understand? And that's what I am very passionate about, our understanding and having an inner standing, a care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, liberated, and resurrected to the glory of the whole of existence itself. For there is no way that you can love death and love life at the same time. But they got y'all loving dying. When you're loving your pork and your beef, and it was good enough for your grandmama and them, and it was good enough for her to be smoking tobacco and this and that and the other, we're in a now moment where we have to realize that the will of existence, the will of the intelligence of existence, is for everything to become more intelligent, not more stupefied and dupefied and intoxicated and inebriated and anesthetized and bastardized and usurped. The progression of existence is for the progression of us as souls of light. The progression of our being is about the harmonization of our will with the will of existence itself, to exalt life, to exalt the intelligence of our being. We are so graciously the beneficiaries. We are the beneficiaries of the accomplishments, the contributions, the labor, the service, the realizations, the revelations, the clarification of all of the ones that have come before us. And as we become ever more grateful and ever more thankful for the blessing in being, and make a commitment to be the blessings that we are, we get leverage. You're not struggling for your breath. There are some people who are struggling for their breath, but that's come as a result of the congestion. See, that the way that the forces work is to create blockage and obstruction. Blockage and obstruction. Blockage and obstruction between our physical, spiritual beings here on the earth and our direct line of light to our ancients within the spirit worlds and to our souls. That's the ultimate intention behind all of this. You understand? When you have a world that is 3/4 people of color, then the intention is to make sure that you have no nations that are empowered. And there is no real way in absolute law that we would have 3/4 of the world's population be people of color, and then we're looking to those who are not of us to lead and guide us. Keeping or putting us in a position, those of us who dwell on this North American continent, the 370 million of us that dwell on this North American continent that live off of 80% of the world's resources, that are frivolous, mindless, thoughtless, if we get a grip and we become very conscious and conscientious about what we do and who we be and whatnot, it will affect the entire world. Who's in the fields cutting the sugar cane now? Sugar's not out of business. Sugar is a major commodity. But it is a disease-creating thing, from addiction to thyroid issues to cancer, to attention deficit disorders. And for you all to be purchasing sugar and still using sugar is adding fuel to the fires of your dis-ease, imbalances. The reason why a lot of people don't become, don't heal from the diabetes is because the doctors are telling them to come off the white sugar, but then they're doing white bread, white flour, white pastas, which all turn to sugar in the body. And the sugar breeds cancer. The sugar breeds bacteria and organisms and candidiasis and all of these other things. I'm here to inspire you to realize that your body is more specialized than the most expensive car. And you would not put sugar in your gas tank. You would not put artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, all of these things in any part of your car, but you take it for yourself and you give it to your children. These are the things that put us in a vibration where we seem to be losing our grip, where we are consistently at in somebody else's, under somebody else's authority, because we are out of our own minds. And the reality of it is that there isn't anybody that is not adversely affected by it. So we're looking at the judges, we're looking at the police officers, we're looking at the prosecutors, the district attorneys, that everybody in the course of this system has been undermined by the same stuff. We've been poisoned since we were children. The doctors even. It's a world-conquering rampage. And the real travesty and tragedy is that those who've gone to school and who've gotten their degrees and whatnot have not realized how to get leverage in it. And that a lot of people just don't want to hear the truth. They act as if the truth ain't for everybody. They say, well, it ain't for everybody. But they want death to be for everybody. Y'all want to accept death for everybody, but you don't want to accept light for yourselves. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to exert a full life's urge is that which will make a difference this day. To be completely immersed in this now moment of eternity and to know that there is always now and there is always eternity. And when it comes time to leave the planet, we should be leaving the planet as living beings, not as dead people. And for those who are so glib about dying, well, I made my peace with death. It's not about making peace with death. It's about exalting a full life's urge to love your life, love that which beats your heart, love that which breathes you with all your body, heart, mind, life, and soul. You understand, they've gotten us to thinking that drinking alcohol is good for us. Drinking alcohol is the way that we wind down. Drinking alcohol is something that helps you to feel better, when we see that it has wiped out just innumerable lives, innumerable livers. It shouldn't even be available to us. cigarettes have killed more people than all of the wars that the United States has engaged in, and it's still legal. As is the Aspartame, the NutraSweet, the Splenda, and whatnot that brings on multiple sclerosis, diabetes, and whatnot, and is found in over 6,000 food products, so many of them marketed to children, in the chewing gum, in all of the things that are not sugar sweetened. It is time for us to pay attention and to make new commitments, to be committed completely to loving your life, exalting life, remembering that the intelligence that breathes you and beats your heart is an eternal presence directly, and that we should not be dying from anything. Under the auspices of governments and nations and races that are loving death and loving perpetuating death, and understand their karmic debt is to create and to experience the harvest of death. And the blessing that we all have is that there are so many countries now that have so many youth. And the youth will grow up to do something different. That is just the progression of existence. So those of you who see that your grandbabies don't want the chicken, they don't want the dairy, they can't eat it, they get all muked up right away, you can't give it to them, that's part of the intelligence of existence. The intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it knows how to perpetuate itself. And so I'm here to encourage you to really, really look at this, you know, and not be afraid to look at it, but to understand that when we all care enough to do what's in our own best interest consistently over time, and when we will use the opportunity to have so much access to so much information, that you'll take the time to just get quiet, get still, turn it all off so that you can contact your source and get the inspiration, get the strength, get the discipline that you need in order to be able to triumph over all of the systems and planning and plotting and agendas and whatnot, because you are made out of the same intelligence that animates all there is. And there is nothing in truth that man has created that is greater than that which is the true spirit that dwells as us, in us, the very presence of that intelligence. But you have to activate it. And you cannot activate it unconsciously. It has to be a conscious intent and intention. And to become intensely intentional about activating the intelligence of your own being and consciously caring to consecrate your body temple for the dwelling of that absolute and supreme intelligence, so that you are functioning as supreme intelligence. That's wisdom. And then that way we are able to be in a direct download of light while we're on the planet with our guides, our guardians, our souls, to be in a place, in a space where no matter how long we're here, we're able to walk in the alignment and the attunement of that which governs us, and to be self-governing. We should not be governed by somebody who has already proven that they don't have their own best interests at heart. Is it a crime to be killers, murderers, liars, and thieves? Yes, it is. Is it a crime to be the perpetuators of death? Yes, it is. Is it a crime to go to work every day and produce products that have absolutely no nutritional value, no vitamins, no minerals, nothing that the human body needs, and then market that to children? Yes, it is. So those that they're locking up as criminals are actually the victims of the criminality of a system that legislates and perpetuates death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. Is it a crime to license, certify, and degree people to be the perpetuators of death? Yes, it is. They've got us feeling as though that which is unlawful can set precedents and statutes and whatnot of legality, and that our being in harmony with the legalities is a greater reality than our being in harmony with the laws. And all of the dis-ease and the degradation and the deprivation and the starvation and the unemployment and the employment and all of these things are the evidence of us being out of alignment with the laws. The laws of love. The laws of life. The laws that guarantee our continued existence beyond our Earth residency. Is it a crime to love your body, heart, mind, life, and soul more than you love money? No, it isn't. Is it a crime to change your mind about what it is you're going to do and how you're going to stand and how you're going to be? No, it's not. In this now moment of eternity, with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, there is already unity in existence by virtue of every beating heart and every breathing one. And it doesn't matter how many legs you have, you understand that every creepy crawly thing, whether it's in the earth, upon the earth, in the atmosphere of the earth, in the trees, or in the mountaintops, everything is a point of absolute and supreme intelligence. And the nature of intelligence is it exalts a full life surge. It does nothing to undermine itself. It knows its food. It excretes its waste. It knows its kind. It perpetuates itself. And it has sense enough to respond appropriately, correctly, and directly when it senses that its life is being threatened. And the reason that the people are no longer doing that is because your behavior has been modified by the nitrates, the nitrites, the preservatives, the artificial colors, the artificial flavors, the MSG, and all of the other artificial things that are laying foundation for the creation of artificial people. And it's forgiveness that helps you to love really. It's love that makes a man, too. And when you ain't got it and you full of bragging, but and you full of it, it's love that'll make you cleanse and renew yourself, revitalize. So the intention is to make sure that we're divided and conquered. So we've got to man and woman. The first point of defense is our own body temples. Love ourselves enough to be corrected. Love is that which nurtures, it nourishes, it strengthens, it uplifts, it facilitates, and it enhances, it enriches. A lot of our brothers don't know exactly how to do that. So you can have your husband, sisters, but you still need your sisters. And then I have to ask the sisters, what kind of men are you creating? What kind of husbands will your sons be? What kind of fathers will they make? See, these are the kind of questions that a lot of people don't want to ask and take responsibility for.
All I know is that it won't let me be myself. Hey, isn't this really love, love, love? Maybe that's the reason I feel so good when you're around.
Feel so good when you're around.
Yeah. never had this feeling before, no. All I know is that it won't let me be myself. Hey, is this really love? Oh, baby, that's the reason I feel so good when you're around.
Feel so good when you're around.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.
To remind you how important it is that we are loving enough to love ourselves right. There is so much going on, so that a lot of times we are unforgiving and we don't realize that we're unforgiving. But when I sit with people and they have cancer, of whatever parts they have cancer in, I have to question them about what they're holding in terms of resentments and whatnot. And no matter who it is or how old they are, there is a holding of pain, anger, disappointment, frustration. And I'm really one to say that when we realize that we've all been under siege, that it gets a little easier to forgive it. You have to forgive it. You understand? Not necessarily for the other one's benefit, but for your own benefit, to forgive it. You know, and a lot of you are holding, you know, particularly the sisterhood, you know, because we are dealing with cancer of the breast, cancer of the womb, cancer of the ovaries, cancer of every part of us. And a lot of it is because of the violations that we've experienced, because of the sadness, the abandonment. We've got issues that have crystallized in our tissues. And in order for us to be whole, we have to begin to look at those things and forgive them. And it may not be the easiest thing to do, but it's necessary. How many of you really, really want to leave prematurely because you have killed yourself in the reality of how your negative emotions have impacted your body. You understand? Your brain is a chemical producing factory. All right, so that your anger, your frustration, your fixation, your consistently reliving everything, all of your hurt and your pain, consistently over time, I sit and I mentor with elders, all right? And I'm talking women who are in their 60s and 70s and whatnot, and I'm really knowing that it's been very difficult. It's very difficult to raise children while your husband is out drinking and partying and dealing with other women and all of this, and we have to continue to try to uphold and be strong for our families and our children. And a lot of times the children are suffering. You understand? And this is why we have to really realize that if you have children, then you have a wife or a husband somewhere. And a large part of what we're experiencing is as a result of never having made commitments to our marriages. The child represents the merger of the lineage, whether it was planned for or not. We have to come to a point and place where even in our distance with one another, that we're still exuding a love and a care for that one. Why? Because that one will always be a parent, that you'll be parents together, whether you're together or not. You'll be grandparents, you'll be great-grandparents, you'll be great-great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents, and it's just time for us to get a grip. Being in a place and space where you are taking responsibility for what it is you're exuding. Your cells are always being permeated and penetrated with your own emotions, your thoughts, and your feelings. Now, the more intense those thoughts and feelings are, the more you're emanating that. It doesn't matter what you're saying to anybody else. It's really the truth of what's going on in you, and that may be quiet. You may never say anything. You can always put on a smile when somebody asks you, but the other thing is that we are seeing where people are in quiet degrees of desperation, holding that pain, holding that anger. You can't drink it away. You can't get so high where it's going to disappear. You're going to have to really just open up. Accept whatever degree of responsibility you have in creating whatever situation that was, and forgive yourself and forgive the other ones that may have participated with you. For real integrity, see, integrity is the source and the foundation of real success. And that's not necessarily what people are asking for when you get to asking and figuring out what it is you really want. Are you asking for integrity? You may be asking to have your bills paid. You may be asking to get more employment, get another job, get your debt paid, but are you asking for integrity in your being? See, there's a wisdom in knowing what to ask for, so you get what you ask for and you get what you apply yourself to. But it's very difficult for women to be in a place and space where they can really draw forth the fullness of that which they would really love if they don't want to be loving and they don't want to be forgiving. And we're in a place and space now where everybody is, I won't say everybody, but we've all been under this vibe where we want to be wanted, we want to be sexy, we want to be beautiful, we want to be all of these things, but do you want to walk in the fullness of your integrity as the perpetuator of lineages of people? And it's very important that we come to a point of real substance and quality. Why? Because the quality of womanhood lays foundation for the substance of generations of people. That's why we're being poisoned from the inside out, is to really break the connection between our generational wealth. You understand? We socialized to think that our generational wealth is by virtue of someone's, our grandparents or our uncles or whoever, working and working and working and leaving trust funds or whatever. No, our generational wealth is by virtue of the activation of the strength and the glory of the lineages that we represent. It's in our DNA, so that the vibration of the garbage that we're being fed is to put us on a DNA lockdown so that we cannot access the greatness of who we are. You understand? And there isn't no one who's walking now who does not have greatness in their lineage, that does not have greatness within them. The greatness is there. Being in a vibration where you care to be great is about your mastering the day-to-day responsibilities of doing the little things consistently. And order and cleanliness are part of the law. You know, but from the time we were little, they were getting us up, waking us up at 5:30 in the morning so we could go to school. I was like, po babies. You understand? Getting us up at 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning so we could be in traffic, going to school, getting dropped off and this and that. I'm telling you, it's time for us to really realize that we can ask for a greater life. You understand? When the public school system is dumbing your children down, it would be better for you to come to another point of commitment so that you are not co-conspiring with that process. You all are genius. You have so much going on for you already. You understand? And then some of you are so blindsided that you think that your bank account is the measure of your success. No, your integrity. Your integrity, your personal peace, your personal poise, your personal degrees of discipline and self-mastery, and not being controlled by your palate and your genitals and your desires. That's where your real success lies. When you come to a point where you're in full control of yourself and you are disciplined in the laws that govern life, that's when you have access. And that's why we're giving so many years. We're given decades to try to get this thing right, okay? And I'm just saying that by the time you're 45, if you have not been applying yourself consistently over time towards being in alignment with the light of yourself, then by the time you're 45 and you have not applied yourself to that and you've been rejoicing in the opportunity to choose death, however, then by 45, your bodies are breaking down. All right. Now, maturity happens between 45 and 65 generally. And that means that all of that which you could be, what God would have you do and be, you'll do it in maturity. So we have a lot of people, you know, who have become very financially wealthy and very well known. They've got their own line of liquors. They've got their own water things. They've got their own line of clothes and whatnot. But it doesn't mean that they've matured just because they are being marketed and played and playing you for spending. They spend $2.50 for something and charge you $250 for it, and y'all dumb enough to buy that stuff just because it has somebody's name on it. Still made with slave labor. And we still support that. I'm just saying is that we've got to grow up. We've got to come to a point where we are taking responsibility individually within our families, within our communities, and to see ourselves as those who are necessary and those who are vital in this now moment in really creating a difference in the world. You understand? Coca-Cola, Burger King, and all of these other corporate entities and corporate deities of death have a global agenda. And in order to perpetuate that global agenda, they've created a space for those of color so that they can go throughout the world of color to perpetuate this garbage and foolishness. And now other countries are having so much personal integrity, you understand, that they won't allow these things in their country. But America, I mean, those of us who are here, who should be some of the most educated and have the greatest access and the nation within a nation that spends $1 trillion in this country a year, we're not saying anything about the poisoning of our children. We're still sending our children to these people. We're collaborating and conspiring and complacent with the Ritalin and all of the drugs and whatnot, because we continue to give our children artificial colors and artificial flavors and garbage food. And I'm just saying is that the sisterhood has to raise completely up, because when we stop doing this, you understand, for as much money we spend on hair and nails and all of the other things that make us feel good and make us feel sexy and make us feel beautiful and all of that, if we don't have enough sense to stand on the front line of protection of our children and begin to allow ourselves to come to correction so that we can have the positive influence on our men and our sons, then all that beauty and all that booty ain't gonna make a dang on bit of difference. We're gonna be fit to be died, fit to die, because we are out of alignment. You understand? And that's why the breasts are being cut off. That's why the wombs are being taken. And then they're taking the hormones and they're taking the DNA of us. And then now they're trying to make artificial breasts for all of the breasts they've cut out. You understand? I mean, we're dealing with a system that's absolutely out of order. You understand that we have to come to a point and place where we are standing forward. Why? Because there's nothing and nobody that's going to do it for us if we will not do it for ourselves. We have so many of you who work in hospitals, so many of you who see people die every day. And I realize from being in the hospitals that a lot of people are dying because their bowels are blocked up. And see, this is the nature that we have to really realize in terms of what the foodstuffs have done and are doing. Because the flesh of dead animals will not digest in our bodies. And that's why we have to come to a point and place where we really care. I see the effect of all of these things over 35 years. The 35 years that I haven't been doing it, and I look at my friends and my ones that I was close with 30-some years ago, 40 years ago, and seeing what their bodies look like because they never stopped eating this stuff. You're talking 100 pounds of waste in the system. And that lays foundation for cancer, heart attack, all kinds of things. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch. This is Adama. I'll be forward in just a bit. You know, I'm really the one to try to encourage you to realize that we have so much power available to us because we have access to anything and everything we need, particularly the intelligence of existence and the infinite and eternal reality that is all there is existence itself. With each and every breath and every beat of our heart, we have access. You get what you ask for, though, but the thing is that the faculties that you've been given as these points of the presence of God, when you're eating all of this stuff that defiles you, that blogs you, that bloats you and constipates you and congests you and whatnot, then you are blocking your faculties so that you're not able to be communicated with in the same way, which is why you have so many people who are under the religions and who haven't gotten this and don't understand it, because the religions have not really been emphasizing that the body is the temple of God and that the temple of God has to be clean. It has to be clean. It has to be unobstructed. Your blood needs to flow. The life current, your nerve force needs to be flowing. No blockages, no obstruction. You understand? Because the bottom line is that if you keep eating man-made food, see, God-made bodies consuming man-made foods is accident and disease waiting to happen. God-made bodies eating man-made food stuffs. You understand? Because man cannot really make food. Just like these people have really come to a point where they will tell you, the doctors will tell you, they don't have any cures for anything. They can treat you, but what they're treating you to is more chemical, more drug, more death. It's by virtue of the strength and the power of your will and your spirit that you can heal after going through whatever the processes they have. And the more committed you are to being in the fullness of your access to the all that you are, the more committed you are to really standing fully, being completely aligned and realigned with your divinity, then there's no plan and no plotting, no agenda, nobody else's word that has more power in your life than your own. Thank you. in this now moment of eternity, it'll always be a now moment of eternity. The issue is, are you living the life to enjoy it? Or are you going to miss the fullness of your eternal selves? Say the heavens were meant to rule the earth. When you stand flat-footed on the earth, your earth is your footstool and the heavens are your ceiling. And there is no end to it. So you, and you alone, have the power to declare and to reclaim your true nature. Because these people have lied to us and they told us that our nature was sinful. Our nature is not sinful. We've been taught to be sinful. We've been taught to defile ourselves. We've been taught to support the violation and annihilation of other beings, other races, other nations. You understand? That's not our nature. How do you know? Because when we were children, we got along with everybody pretty much. We could talk to, and you see how the babies ain't into this thing about, oh, that's a black baby. Oh, I'm a white baby. No, the babies come together and they just hang. They do what they do. All I'm saying is that we're in a now moment of eternity to commit to eternity. Now, what we know is that we're all much closer than ever before to having to leave the earth. So how you live on a day-to-day basis is either bringing you closer to that fateful day where you have a tragic date with fate and you leave unexpectedly through accident or dis-ease, or you are living purposefully, dutifully, and fulfilling the responsibilities and being able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment so that you are earning your wings to flee the place as a living being and not as a dead person. The conspiracy is to make sure that you're leaving as dead people. But my thought is this. If you have been consistently involved with the process of poisoning yourselves and not cleansing, all right, and you have been really consistently creating congestion, that congestion in mucus and whatnot, it begins to harden within your ears and it becomes deafness. It hardens and calcifies around your pineal gland, and your pineal gland is that gland that your spirit opens up your crown chakra. I mean, how do you get out your body alive if all of your major glands are calcified and your faculties are blocked with all of this hardened mucus? And then the dehydration, you won't drink water, but you drink coffee. You won't drink water, but you drink alcohol. You won't drink water, but you drink sodas. You won't drink water, but you drink Gatorade and Kool-Aid and all of these other things. All of this is garbage. You cannot survive and thrive on garbage. It's just impossible to do. All right? And a lot of people want to bring your attention to the political. They want you to know everything that's going on, but they will not support you in understanding how to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. And that's what I'm here to do, is to make sure that you have some recourse. And if after today you don't hear me on these airwaves anymore, you always are free to call your number for life support at 678-760-9299. Or you can go to www.liberation-now.com. But the reality of it is that you have so much available to you that there is no reason for you to continually be choosing to be sick, to be tired, to be ill, to be unhappy, to be in doubt or in fear or in lack or lonely. There's no reason for you to accept anything other than the vast abundance of all there is as your own birthright. You have that available to you. Now, when it comes down to the economics of it, and you say, oh, well, ain't no jobs. I mean, how long we been working? We had jobs since we got here. You understand? Slavery is slavery. If you can't stop working and just be home with your children without something happening to you, without your finances and all of that being jeopardized, then you're enslaved. slavery hasn't stopped, it just changed. What did it change to? It changed from the slave master paying all your bills and providing you place to stay and clothes. Now you got to pay your own bills and provide your own place to stay and this and that. But you're still working all the time. And some of you are working 2 and 3 jobs and you still don't have enough. You still will not invest in yourself. You still are investing in killing yourself. You're still buying the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows. And you are experiencing the heart palpitations and you're getting bigger and fatter and you're bloating up and your bowels are not moving and you're not feeling well. And I'm just telling you that you have a greater choice that you can make any day that you choose it. Choose life. You understand? Choose life, because you will never have anything greater. Your money will never, ever compare to your breath and your heartbeat. And then if you have breath and heartbeat and you're using your life's force to generate money and then you bring that money into your body and undermine yourself, then you are indeed practicing the economics of impoverishment. You have to take money right off the top, all right? Whatever money you're generating, you have to take money right off the top and invest it in new blood. You understand? Because see, the whole point is to make sure that you are not investing in yourself. But we're in a now moment where it really, really makes a difference how you spend every dime, okay? Because you get back what you put out there. It's going to come. You invest in yourself. You invest in creating new blood. See, new blood allows you to have a new thought. You understand? But if you keep creating garbage blood. That's why people need blood thinners, and they'll tell you, oh, well, let me put you on this. This will help thin your blood. Your blood is thin because you've got all of this animal and pus and mucus and stuff and chemicals all through your system. So that we thin the blood by what? By giving up the animal products, giving up the mucusy products, doing water, flushing with water. And then the internal cleansing clay will help bring the chemicals out of your tissues. The herbs will help open up the elimination. All right, it's just time for us to come to a point where we really, really mind doing the right thing for ourselves. We have to just continue to flow. We've got about 30 minutes left in the program. This is Thursday Night Watch, and this is Adama. And I'm really just wanting you to understand that there's a methodology for our liberation, just as there's been a methodology for our oppression. The methodology of oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning. So the methodology of liberation has to be at the cellular level. So I'm going to allow you to really just think about what I've said. Your number for life support is 678-760-9299. For the brother that was calling, maybe call that number and then I can ask, you know, get to your question. All right. But in the meantime and in between time, I want you to understand how important it is for us to care, to be able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. All right. Because everything ain't the same thing. We don't win the war by fighting. Anytime you fight, you're fighting yourself. So that we want to make sure that you have the response ability, to the ability to respond correctly and directly by doing that which is truly in your own best interest. All right, I'm going to be forward in just a bit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Thank you. We want to thank Brother Clinton and King James for calling in. And again, I want to give you the number for life support is 678-760-9299. And as I was saying, is that your blood, you understand? See, when the Christians say, I was saved through the blood of Jesus, you understand? Or I was bathed in the blood of Jesus, and that was the salvation. If you bathe in anybody's blood, you're going to be traumatized. That's how much inherent sense we have to know that the blood is a sacred thing, because the blood is the bearer of the spirit. All right? So that if you lose too much blood, no matter what you eat, you're out of here. All right? Your blood is sacred. Your temple is sacred. And you've been duped into thinking that your body is just flesh. You say, oh, it's just flesh. No, baby, your flesh is divine. All right? Every atom and every cell of your being functions absolutely perfectly. All right? So don't be trying to act as though the flesh is dirty and the flesh is less than divine. No, the flesh is